I still don't hear anything.
Feel it,
Okay.
can't you?
Thank you.
Something shifting, something breaking through. This isn't just a voice. This is a signal. Walls inside your mind, so you would never truly find. But in the silence, in the space, there's something time cannot erase. A quiet knowing, deep and slow, calling you to take control. No more waiting, no more doubt. Welcome to a St. Thomas show. Where the truth begins to glow, not above and not below, it's alive inside your soul. This is where the veils come down, where the lost are finally found. Hear the call, it's time to know you're alive on a St. Thomas show. Every fear begins to break. What was hidden comes to light. Day emerges from the night. You don't need a crown or throne. You were never not your own. Every answer that you seek lives within, it's yours to speak. Feel it rising. Feel it now. Welcome to a St. Thomas show, where the fire starts to grow. Not a whisper, not an echo, it's the truth you came to know. Step beyond the old control, take it back, reclaim your role. This is where your power flows, right here on a St. Thomas show.
Greetings and salutations. This is a St. Thomas show, and I'm just going to go right into fabulous song, Dawn. Thanks for creating that song for us. I love it. It inspires me, fires me up. And I'll just continue to thank Dawn and Doug at BBS Radio. They are 100% our technical support here. And if you would like to donate to BBS Radio, you can go to bbsradio.com, and on any of the pages, there will be a column on the right side. At the bottom of that column, there's a donate button, and you can donate directly to BBS Radio. Thank you, Sheila. She comes in and handles the production for us. Thank you, Sheila. And then thank you to the subscribers. Your support is golden. Not only the financial support to keep the show going, but also the words of support that I've received from the subscribers is more than I can even say in words. It's so important to know that you're listening and you're getting something out of this. I appreciate you. Today, I'm still offering a free copy of the 217-page indictment filed January 6th of 2022. It's a criminal trial. It lists all the defendants. There's almost 1,000 defendants that are listed and their crimes against humanity and the planet Earth. I'm not going to go over that today. If you'd like to hear more of the indictment, you can go to my archived show on March 29th of 2026, and I do read from four of the pages. If anyone wants to send a one-time donation of $25 or more, I send you a free 217-page indictment, a copy of it. To donate a one-time $25 or more, you go to the same donate button as BBS Radio. So it's on the right column. At the bottom of that column is a donate button. You can donate $25 or more and then attach arrow in the subject matter. It gives you a place to put who it's for. It's the same. You can donate to BBS Radio on that button. I encourage that highly. And then also, if you'd like a free copy of the indictment, you donate and just add the name Arrow on the subject matter. If you identify as a human being and long to know your spirit, this is the show for you. This is the awakening of who we are. All right, I have a couple guests to bring on and then a song to sing. I want to bring the guests on. I want to know what you think of the song that Source gave me today. Let's see. I have Shane in the house.
Hey, thank you. The song was amazing. There's so many golden. There's so many golden nuggets in that song, right?
Right. Yeah. He wrote it from the Don with AI computer wrote it from my shows. So combined with kind of the message that we're putting out, and I thought it was beautiful.
It was incredible. The song itself was incredible. Yeah.
And then do I have Birdie on the line here? Is she in the house?
Perhaps if you can hear me.
Oh, I can hear you. Nice.
I love that song. I loved it. I felt it. It was beautiful.
Oh, good. Good. You know,
it matches you perfectly.
Thanks. I know. I like it. Isn't it funny? It's just amazing to me. I know it's not just AI. I know Don had a huge part in that, but between the two of them, what a great deal they made. And so the other thing I'm inspired with, when I turned on my computer, you know, on Sundays, I don't do a lot of interacting outside of myself and I stay in my heart. But I also like to turn on my music channel where I get powerhouse songs from Source. And immediately they gave me a song that gave me chills and said, let's see what you guys think about this song inspired by Source today. The song is called KYO. So I don't know if that's Kyo. It's by Yaima. Yaima is Y-A-I-M-A. It's probably by far my favorite band right now. The song goes like this. You whose drum is the pulse of all creation. You whose dance is the motion of all worlds. You have sung to me of the ways of union. You have sung to me this song. My questions lead to fullness. You have sung to me this song. You have sung to me the ways of union. You have sung to me this song. Space and time. Personal, impersonal, space and time, personal, impersonal. You have sung to me. You have sung to me this song. You whose drum is the pulse of all creation. You whose dance is the motion of all worlds. You have sung to me this song of all creation. You have sung the song of home. You whose drum, you have sung energy and form, infinite, finite. That was my inspired song, which I think goes with our topics today. What do you guys think?
Beautiful. Felt you in my heart.
Yeah, what is the topic for today?
Oh,
I'm in the moment, right? So I'm just waiting. I'm waiting on the surprise from you.
Oh yeah, I didn't know that. I thought I had mentioned it.
It's exciting.
Oh, it's totally exciting because here's the thing. This is the questions that I get. Is okay. I come to the platform and I claim I'm on New Earth. There is no more darkness. And then people mention some darkness in their life and they are questioning what I'm saying. And maybe, so that's what I'm bringing to the table for all of us to talk about. Because I know the two of you talk about being on New Earth and there's no more darkness. And I think one of the things that for me, as I'm trying to figure out, okay, how did I get to New Earth? And how do I stay here? You know, one of it was owning my own vessel. One of it's removing densities and triggers. But you know, in that I have to take responsibility for my reality is my creation. I am creating my own reality. So how, that's my question to you guys. We'll start with Shane. Shane, how did you... Yeah, how did you get to New Earth? How did you get to a place where there's no more darkness?
By experiences of, so for everybody on this journey is at a certain place of the journey that is seeking, right? And the authentic beings here, they're now that are on this journey that are seeking it and wanting more and more and more. Even like myself in the past, I wanted to know more, but I wasn't willing to go through the experiences to understand and unlock the knowing from within. And it's a phase that we all go through. And so, for example, at some point in the journey, as I'm sitting on the couch for a year and a half in my home, I'm removing myself from all outside frequencies. At some point, I was guided to go out and start participating in the reality. And I had to remove the fear and limitations that I was putting on myself. And I've said this before on shows. The first thing that we need to understand is what kind of planet are we on? Once you understand the planet that we're on here and you understand the rules of playing here on this planet in the moment, you then can start to see how we are the ones creating the reality that we're experiencing each and every day. The universe does not understand the emotional attachments that are in this vessel. If you are at a certain frequency, for example, if I'm going out every day, when I first started going out every day, I was afraid that I was going to be attacked by dark beings or energetic beings. So as I would go out, I was anticipating it. Therefore, I was receiving that. Now, if you step back and think about it for a second, now that I understand this planet and what we live on, the universe says, okay, this is what they choose to experience. They said they're nervous about going out. They're nervous about experiencing. Therefore, the universe says, it's our job to give them what they want. They're nervous about it, so let's let them experience that. So going through these experiences of in stages of stepping out into that without fear, and participating in it, at some point you start to recognize I'm actually the one creating this experience for myself. It's my perspective. It's my thought process. You said it said it best. It said it best in your opening song. I am creating the walls within my mind that's basically limiting the experiences for you here and now. So over time, I think I've shared this with you before. Over time, every morning I would wake up and I would say, "Okay, God, I need you to place the shield of love and protection around me permanently. Give me the tools and the battle armor to go out and defend myself from dark energies or demons of that nature, and let me go out and fight this fight for you." Well, every day I was going out, and every day I was experiencing an attack. And as I'm going out and experiencing these attacks, after about a month and month and a half, I'm said, okay. And then I say to myself, why am I keep experiencing this? Spirit God, why do I keep experiencing this? And then all of a sudden, the clarity come through for me. Spirit said, well, you wake up every day and you ask to put on this armor of God, and you wake up every day and you asked to go out and fight the fight of the demonic energies, and you wake up every day. So that's what we're giving you. If you don't want to go out and fight today, don't anticipate it. Don't fear it. Don't put the body of if you it's just like anything else. If you have a truck, a four-wheel drive truck, and you jack it up and you put 4x4 tires on it, big tires on it, you're going to go out and you're going to experience getting stuck in the mud, and you're going to have the experience of being able to go through that mud, right? And if so, over time, if you're tired of replacing the tires and you're tired of getting your truck unstuck, what do? Take the tires off, lower the truck back down. You change your perspective. In this reality and how this planet works is the universe understands your frequency and what you choose to experience. Your words have power. If you're going out every day in anticipation of being attacked, you're actually going to start creating that for yourself in the moment, because that is the rules of this planet. If you no longer want to participate in that, we have to learn how to collapse timelines. We have to remove the walls in our mind that keep abducting our creative state here in this reality. Anything that creates a belief system in you that's from outside of you then abducts your creative state and manipulates the reality that you are participating in. And so many people are so stuck on how did you do it? Well, I had to experience it. Well, I don't feel like going through that. Well, if you don't feel like going through that, how can you have all the knowledge and wisdom already within your heart, within your soul? You already have the wisdom and all everything in the universe from within you. You have to go through the experiences to shift your conscious awareness of how you're actually the one creating the experience for yourself daily. Every morning I wake up, I have a clean canvas. There's nothing on my canvas. And then I start painting. Well, how do you start painting, Shane? Well, I start speaking with intention. I start commanding with intention. I put my frequency out there. I control my thoughts. I create from the heart. And then it's up to me to choose to go out and experience in this reality of what I created that morning. But I have to be consciously aware of what I created and how I created it. For example, can I give you an example? Here's an example. I have recently worked with somebody that's recently woken up on his journey, and they have started a podcast, and they feel it's their place to help women get out of narcissistic relationships because that's what this person has been a part of their entire life. It's been a consistent pattern. One relationship, another relationship, another relationship. Four relationships in, she goes, I don't understand why I she and she says to me, I don't understand why I keep ending up with these same people. And I basically said to her, all I had to say was, I had to share an experience of myself and how I was creating an experience in a relationship that was actually affecting someone else in the relationship. And I become aware of it, and I actually had to end that relationship because I didn't want to cause harm to that person without them even realizing I'm causing harm to them because I am creating it and I am anticipating it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So
Well,
when I,
your awareness
yeah.
of what you were capable of doing in that relation.
Right. So that is a, that's an experience that I had to go through so that I could shift my consciousness and then be aware of how I was creating it. So back to the story of the lady that continues to go through these, and she has, she's in the mindset of that she was the victim. So when I shared that story with her, something in her mind clicked. She said, "Oh my gosh, I'm actually the one that's giving energetics and creating the experience within him. And I wasn't even aware of it." I said, "Absolutely." I said, "When you get into a new relationship, every time you get into one, were the things that you needed to heal from, were they in your subconscious? Were you start, did you start looking for the signs? Were you anticipating it to happen again?" She says, "Absolutely." She says, "So you're telling me that I possibly created that whole experience for him?" I said, "No, I'm not saying that you controlled the outcome of you, I'm not saying you controlled him. What I'm saying is by you anticipating creating, by you anticipating the fear that was within you within your subconscious, by you anticipating that, you actually give it energy, which consistently creates the outcome. If you've noticed a pattern, at some point you ask yourself, why does this keep happening? And that simple question right there could actually activate an awakening within you. Your spirit's like, okay, she said enough now. She asked us why this keeps happening. Maybe we can step in now." Because you, once you understand the laws of the universe, you actually have to give permission to your spirit to help you and assist you here. When you say, "I command my spirit to increase my life force energy," you're actually giving permission to spirit to come within you and help you. So back to what you, the question that you asked was, okay, so you have to shift your awareness. And eventually, once you start shifting your awareness, you start to understand how your energetics from your heart, your quantum energy from your heart, starts creating experiences for you daily. Every morning, I wake up with a clean canvas. Every morning, I am putting intention on that canvas and painting on that canvas with vocal energy, action from what I do, getting out and participating, and then staying aware of what comes to me. And when it comes to me, I have to be open to allowing it to unfold. Right? Can't walk in fear. So at some point, I started seeing how I was creating. I was giving energy to dark energies out there by just simply acknowledging that they exist. And over time, I increased my frequency over time by purposely and with intention shifting my mind, which shift mind, it shift to started shifting my emotions. Dark beings no longer exist to me. Now all I see is I see a lower frequency being, I see a higher frequency being. I can see where they're at on an energetic level, and I can choose to participate with the energetics or not participate with the energetics. I maintain my frequency at the highest level all the time, which is, and because I've shifted my thought process there, demonic beings no longer exist in my reality. Now, if somebody comes up to me of a lower frequency that tries to rattle me, I am now aware that they're trying to rattle me, and my emotional attachment to them, I don't have one. And I understand what it is. I can now see how this happens, and I can look at them and just simply say, I can put my hand on them and say, "I love you, brother. Thank you. Thank you for this experience." And my simple reaction, the way I react to them, can shift their reality instantly. That's how powerful we are. At some point, all of us have dark energy in us, right? We all have walked this path. We all have done things that we don't prefer. We all have had secrets. Cleaning up your subconscious, clearing out your secrets, and just being in the moment every day is the key. It's so simple that we make it difficult, right?
Removing densities. That's what I think you just stated. Cleaning out our vessels and learning what my triggers are. Things will trigger me. Old programs that run all my life, I don't even see myself creating those. Kind of like the story of the woman who had the repeating relationships. I had a repeating program that runs all the time, and I don't have the consciousness of thinking about that before it happens. I always seem shocked when it happens. But I know it now when it runs, it's like, oh, this is just a program running. I don't have to attach to it emotionally. I can just observe that, oh, this is that age-old program that runs throughout my existence, and it's just not going to grab me today, where in the past it was always a trigger. It was always threw me right into defense mode, and I would loop it, and just beat it to death because I just couldn't believe somebody's falsely accusing me. They accused me of doing that. I didn't do that.
Right.
But now so, I recognize the program, and when it runs, then I don't have to attach to it. I don't have to be emotional. I don't have to get on defense.
Well, and what I hear you saying basically is, there actually could, in our subconscious, we don't even realize there's things there, right? So if this has been a consistent pattern for you, all you've got to say to yourself is, I really hope that somebody doesn't falsely accuse me on this job, this new job that I have, of stealing something, because I don't prefer that. And when you say that right there, you're starting a creative state. That simple phrase starts a creative state. And over time of experiencing here on this planet, you have to go through the experiences to become aware of how powerful you are. Now, when I get up every morning, look, I get out of bed, and I think I may have shared this with you. And I command my spirit to increase my life force energy now. I command prime creation to be present with me here and now. I command source energy to flow through me all times. I start my day that way. I'm painting my canvas, right? Every day I have a new canvas. But as I'm going, all of a sudden spirit says, okay, are you ready to come out and play? Now I'm at a perspective in my reality where I've shifted my mindset of, it's like if you've ever had a dog that likes to play with a toy, right? And you get out of bed and they're just ready to go play. They got the ball by the door, right? They're sitting there by the door and they're just wanting you to open that door. And as soon as you open it, they run out and you pick the ball up and you throw it. They start running, right? They're going after it. They're ready to have a good time. That is my reality now with the creator of this universe. Every day I have to say, okay, just give me a second. Just give me a second. I'm ready to go play with you too. And because my perspective is there, because my mindset is there, because I know that through experiences, it's fun for me. This universe is a playground for us to play on. A lot of people are playing on it right now, and they don't even realize they're playing. They don't even realize they're playing.
You know, I'm going to bring Birdie in on this note, because one of the things I remember Birdie saying to me one day, I called and she said, man, I want to tell you about the synchronicity that happened today, but it's nonstop. I don't have time to tell you. It's like, it's not just one thing I can point at. It's like my whole world, she says, my whole life all day today is just totally in sync, one synchronicity after another. You want to touch base on that, Birdie?
It's like my goodness, going after Shane is not fun. Oh. That's like having Mariah Carey or like Whitney Houston sing, and then you got to go next.
I'm sorry. I'll remember that next time, and we'll hear from you first.
Well, here, this is what I want everybody to understand too, is everybody is just as powerful and has all these abilities. Everyone. I'm nothing special. There's nothing special about me. Each and every one of y'all have these same capabilities. It's just becoming aware of it and going through the experiences. And what I've noticed is there's a lot of people on this journey. They get to that peaceful place, right? And they're like, okay, I'm finally in peace energy. I don't want to disrupt this at all. And that's okay. That's okay. If that's where they choose to be, it's not our place to pull them out of it. But at some point, you will be ready to step out of that and change your perspective of from saying and anticipating going out and having to protect yourself from dense energies to, I'm just so ready to go play with you today, Source. Let's have a good time. It's just that simple. And then you can shift this reality. I don't mean to interrupt there. I just wanted everyone to know that everyone listening, you're just as powerful as I am. I'm nothing special. Everyone has these abilities.
Everybody's special. You told me one day I was special, and I said, I'm just the same as everyone else. And you said, yes, that's right. Everybody's special. But Bertie, you're special, and I'd like to hear how did you get to the new Earth? How did you get from aliens attacking you to this new reality of perfect peace and no aliens?
Well, it was a, I mean, Shane said all of the things, which is great. So, I mean, perspective is a big thing. Not anticipating any negativity, not anticipating attacks, then they don't show up. But I think, all the things, he's used the painting, he's used everything, which is great because he explained it so well. And something that, that resonated was if you're going to put your armor on, then you better be prepared for battle. And that really stuck with me. So I don't expect anything but love and light and happiness and all these synchronicities. And that's what exactly shows up for me. But for helping, it's other people and observing in others. So, like, just even people close in my life, like, just say it could be a family member, and I could be on the phone with them. They may not be on the same journey, but all of us are seeking and searching and questioning. And so, I could listen to somebody and I can recognize that they're on this loop and they're like making these statements, and their words are so powerful. And I can recognize the things that they're saying are creating their own reality. And then it helps me see it in myself. So it's without judgment, I'm watching this person say, well, I have to go to this doctor because I have this and I've always had this and I need this medicine. And I'm listening to them say it, and their whole life and their world is revolved around these doctors and all the things that they're stating. And this always happens to me. And that actually is helping me in a place in my heart, in love and not judgment, see where I can do that as well. Like, this always happens. Well, I have to really, I think the thing for me is watching my world because we are that powerful, and just observing others with love and without judgment, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And I'm just going to read something out of the, it's For the People, the simulation article that we've been talking about. It says, somewhere I broke in the middle of it. It's, we still have a spirit. We started a spirit without this physicality, and we still have a spirit, and now we have a mind. We are still source energy, which means we can create anything we want. But now we have this exotic, enchanting, enticing toy called the mind. To play with the mind, not really knowing, if we're not really knowing how we're playing with the mind, it involves darkness and duality. That's what our mind brings us. And I think that's why we do the head drops, we get into our hearts, and then we get what excites us. But is there anything you want to relate to in that simulation
I'll let Bertie go first.
chapter? Yeah, thanks. Bertie?
I love that article. That really, I read it probably four times because that's what I've been experiencing. And I'm going to use our example about the rash, because I went away and I ended up with this rash on my body that I've had in the past, and I guess it just sort of made me go back and say, okay, it was one of those things. This happens. Oh, great, this happens. And I was trying to put everything on it to make it go away. And I actually was talking, like, it was Shane, and he said to me, it's just a simulation. And just the way he said it, and I just stopped immediately. And I realized it is just a simulation. This can disappear because I'm creating it by putting mind energy to it, by trying not to put mind energy to it. So I was able to remind myself with Shane's help that this is a simulation. And I decided that the rash will no longer be on my body when I wake up, and it was gone the next day. So I just keep proving it to myself. And it really does work. But you can't wrap your mind around it. You can't use your mind to try and understand this. It has to be from the heart.
You just knew that tomorrow you're gonna wake up without it.
I just knew it. There was no doubt. There was no fear. There was no mind. It was like, oh, it's gone. It's not here. It doesn't exist. That's it. And I just knew it. And it was absolutely gone.
I just want to throw out too a definition because we're all, the three of us are talking about assimilation, and we all agree this is assimilation. But this is a quote from For the People. I believe it was Asha. It says, whether this is an illusion, game, simulation, divine revelation, or all of the above, the answer is still love. So we're coining it as assimilation, but it could be discussed as a game or an illusion. Maybe it's a divine revelation. However, the audience chooses to coin their reality. We're just using our terminology in our realities, but I always want to encourage the audience to not just use me and my words, come up with your own creation, use your own terminology, know your own truth. And that's really what we're doing is just sharing our own experiences here on how we got to where we're at, hoping that you find a more peaceful place to be yourself. We all want this peaceful reality. And I relate, Shane, when you said, somebody just found this great peace and now they just want to bask in it and they just want to rest because it's a lot of work out there in duality. It's a heavy chore, and I get that. When I find some peace, sometimes I just want to rest in it. So
Right. And one of the things I want to say to people is through the tough times, if you're going through a tough time right now and you're on this journey and you're confused, which I was on this journey by myself for a very long time, and it was very lonely and no one understood me. But in those times, there was only one entity that I could relate with, and that was God, the Creator. So I became friends with God, the Creator. It was the it, and that was the purpose of my activation of this journey. So we become friends through the hard times. Through the hard times, source, cue, whatever. There is no word that can describe the creator of this planet, of this universe. When I talk to God, I'm like God, source, creator, spirit of the universe, creator of all things. Like I'm trying not to take anything away from the creator and what I experience. Because if I just limit God in my mind to the word God, okay, God, most people talk to God when it's convenient, they're going through something hard. And that's when you see some of that's when you start to see the presence. But it's an everyday walk for me. So because it's an everyday walk for me, and because I went through the tough times of loneliness, isolation, because I went through those times, I could then become one with myself love myself, love is the key. Love is the frequency. First, I had to learn to love myself to allow source to flow through me because source is love energy. Q is love energy. So for you to be able to experience and be one and experience the new earth, you must do the healing from within you that increases your frequency so that Q, so that source, so that God can actually work through you and communicate with you. If you get triggered and you go start a spiral, you will be lowering your frequency, and it's a lot harder for source to show up and you recognize consciously the awareness of God daily. Does that make sense? So maintaining that frequency allows you to experience the new earth, anchoring heaven on earth in this reality. There are two earths running here side by side. One is of a higher dimension where source can come through and you can play. And the other is, and the other is people are just stuck. They can't see it. They have to unlearn a lot of stuff that they've been taught that's from outside themselves. And what I like to do, what I do when I work with people is I know how to ask the questions. I ask the questions for them and they ask the questions to themselves. And then they go within and they actually create the clarity for themselves and what they start to experience because they are seeking, they are asking questions. They start to have these experiences. It's a journey that is very, very, very exciting. And once you can change your perspective of I'm excited to see what I experienced today. I mean, on this journey, one of the processes of shifting, and maybe I can relate with people right now, is when you're going through something that you don't prefer, anything of this reality, of the lower reality, the third dimensional reality, if you're going through that, get excited about it. Because it's just an experience. The experience is there for you to say, all you have to simply say is, okay, God, I see that this is the experience you want me to go through. Please, or I command you to show me how to get out of this. I love the fact that I'm going through this experience. Change your perspective of what you're going through because it is only an experience for you to take the opportunity to connect with God, with Source, to collapse that timeline. Change your perspective, which changes the frequency, and you change the reality instantly.
I think the words you gave me, this was a while back when we first met. You said, "I cannot wait to see how this turns out. I am so excited to see what's at the end of this venture."
I know. I had 12 sheriffs bust through my door illegally and arrest me. And I'm sitting there looking at them face to face. I'm like, I'm just so excited to see how this turns out. And they're looking at me confused. And source is with me. God is with me. He's laughing with me. This is going to be fun. This is going to be a fun experience to collapse and see how this all turns out. And it all happened perfectly. Because I was not caught up in my emotions, I could see how source was coming in and out of people to favor me. I look forward to see how you show up for me today. And always, I don't limit how God's going to show up. I don't limit how source is going to show up. I allow it to happen. I allow it to flow, knowing that it's going to flow. The key is knowing. Well, how do you get to that knowing, Shane? How do you get to that knowing? You have to go through the experiences by staying in the moment and being consciously aware.
I know for me, the head drop, we're always talking about that. That gets me out of my head. And I did it for years, the command, right? I command my spirit, take the thoughts in my head, place them in my heart. You say it three times, you count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, heart. And I don't have to say it anymore now. It's just a breath. It's just a breath. I've done it, and it's practice, right? It's an I established a technique of just coming down into my heart. Now it takes a breath. I can do it within breathing, and then increasing my light force energy. One of the things that I perceived I think back when I was feeling perceptions of alien attacks, it was going through Q training and learning about the planet and the energies and what's been going on Prism Planet all this time. So I had to wake up to some of that. And then that's where I learned to love myself in the process, because there were dark forces at hand. But I had, in getting out of that, I took ownership of my vessel. And there was a command that I used: nothing and no one can negatively influence, inject, infest, manipulate, or control me. And I know it to be true. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, free. And I practiced that one for a while until I realized, until I knew that command, right? I started practicing it, but then there's a point where I know that I am in full ownership of my vessel and nobody has a right to negatively influence me. And that helped me maybe establish a spine, a backbone, some kind of, and it's hard. You know, what really got me was when I started powering up my strength and my power, and I started getting to know my power. Then I was having a struggle with humility because, again, like you were saying, I'm not any more special than anybody else. We're all special. We're all powerful. But I was getting so amped up in my own power that I had to learn some balance. I had to bring, how do you bring humility into your power stance? Anyone, Birdie, do you have anything on that?
That's a shame one. Sorry, Jane, I'm going to back to you.
Well, my question is, why do you feel you have to have humility? What creates that belief system within you?
Yeah, it's wrong to go around and say, yeah, there's the old story in my head that tells me, who am I to know what's right and wrong? Who am I to tell you this and that and that and this? Right.
So, and another thing I want you to understand, what you just said was, you called this a prison planet, right? What if where did that come from? You know, is that something that you went within and asked spirit to ask, you know, to show you? No,
that was the old. So that's the old planet that I was excited to get out of. That comes from the reality of hearing Q say, you couldn't get out of here. Like 2000 years ago, if you're here, you didn't make ascension 2000 years ago, and right, you've been stuck here and you haven't been able to get out. And I think, and that's what a lot of the people that were following his teachings developed this idea that there are aliens attacking us. And so I did, I developed that. I had aliens attacking me. I was on Prison Planet, but I had to do that very thing, I think, that you've been talking about. As I was practicing commands, as I was practicing going within and finding my inner knowing, finding my own power of creation, then I had to just wrap around the perception of there is no more tax. I am not on Prison Planet anymore. I am on New Earth, and there is no darkness here. And I had to put myself there.
Right. So what you're telling me is the fact that you come to realize that you're actually the one abducting yourself because you believe that there was abductions going on.
Yeah, that's okay. That brings my plate over here that says take full responsibility. I am the creator of my reality. And I had to take responsibility that I was creating the abduction. I'm the creator of the aliens in my reality. Mm-hmm. And that's what got crashed. I took responsibility. There is no more aliens in my reality. That's a done deal. We are we are the aliens. I think that's the wake up call of we are.
Now now you just answer to the whole audience of who they is.
Right.
You remember when
We're all aliens.
you remember when Q said, "Who is they?"
Yeah.
I think you just answered that question for a lot of people right now that are saying, "Who is they?"
Yeah. Us, right?
I mean, what if everybody on the planet right now shifted their mindset and becomes aware of how they're creating? If you got people on the planet right now that switches their mindset of this is a prison planet to this is a very free planet, and if everyone came together all at one time and did that, the illusion would collapse immediately. We're the ones creating the reality and giving them energy to participate here. They don't exist if they don't exist in our minds and our hearts. They just don't.
I like to say if I'm in perfect peace energy, I'm not tasty to them anymore. I have nothing for them.
So the question is, how do we get everybody on the same page?
Oh, great question. Great question.
The
Isn't
answer
that
is
what
you can't.
we're?
You can't. You can't. There's people here right now that choose to experience that, and that is their reality, and we have to respect that. Right? We can't change people if they don't want to be changed. I mean, if you understand who and what we are, if they choose to experience something of a lower dimensional reality, if they choose to experience darkness because that's what they like to feel, who are we to change that within them? That's ego, isn't it?
There
Now,
is the lack of.
what we can do is we can walk and we can be an example of something as we walk around them. And when we walk around them and they see something in us they want, they can actually make the decision to come up and say, "Hey, I like what you're doing. I like what I feel from you. I don't know why I feel from you. I mean, how many of us on this journey right now that are on this journey, everybody probably resonates with this simple thing. How many people come up to you and just start telling you their life story without even realizing they're doing it? And they usually come to a point and they're saying, "I don't know why I'm telling you all of this stuff." Because you put off an energy that people love, and you're authentic and you're from the heart. But thank you.
All
Birdie, are you
right.
still there? I need Birdie to talk a little bit because, I'm over here. This is your show, Arrow.
Oh,
Sheila, are you there?
Bertie.
Sheila, can you say hi? Can you say a loving hi?
Hello, everybody. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Shane did that, Sheila, not me. But Bertie, if you'd like to talk about anything, assimilation, no more aliens, I am in a reality that I am creating and animating.
Yeah, well, but back to what Shane was saying about, and you were both saying, perspective-wise, I know that, money is a big hot topic for many people because it causes some people to feel like they're in a constant state of lack where, well, I can't do what I want to do because I need this and I need that. So it's about perspective of how we look at things. Like I've had my bank account go into the negative. And because, people think, oh, you have a business, it's so easier for you. And it's not really, that's their perspective. But I get excited when that happens. And I go in and I look at the balance and it says like negative $74. I go, oh, this is exciting. I'm so excited to see how this is going to turn out, how this is going to show up for me. I just know it will show up. It always does. A while ago, I would have panicked and, oh my gosh, where am I going to do? How am I going to get this? And this is due and that's due. It doesn't even faze me. It's like, I laugh because it's fun. Like, oh, that's funny. This is just a bunch of gibberish on a screen. And I'm so excited to see where this is going to come from. And that's the change in perspective, the shift in perspective that puts you in your heart and just live. And love is the answer. I mean, that's what I would go out with. Love is always the answer.
And turning it into a game. That's what we're doing. We're playing with it. We're playing with Source. And you know, we have a sister, Robin, online too. I'd love to bring her in, Robin. We've already got the 4 minute mark, a couple minutes. So just a couple minutes left. But Robin, are you there?
I love you, baby. And it's all right. I need you, baby.
I love it. Love it. Thanks, Robin.
So real quick, I just heard you guys talk about, you know, being the frequency and, you know, we're not here to change people, but I wanted to just kind of share my perspective on it and where I'm at in my journey that I have learned that I am the lighthouse and I can't go up and tell people what's going on or what they need to do and this and that. All I can do is share my journey and the things that I've experienced and hope that that resonates with them. And if it does, then great, they'll learn something from me just sharing my journey, my light. And I do that every day, whereas quite a while ago, I'd say a year ago, I was all about, you guys got to know this. I got to tell you this. You got to understand this. This is how it is. And so I don't do that anymore. I just come in and I'm just my happy little high frequency little being that I am. And I'm just enjoying life no matter what comes at me. And it's just like Shane says, I was actually driving to the gym real quick and I was listening to my Cheap Motel Dreamin' song and the part about the mattress came in. And as I was driving, this truck drives by with a mattress on top of it. And I'm like, okay, is that a message? So I thought that was just interesting that we get to be more aware of the synchronicities that come our way. And just by being who we are, we share the light and that's how we, I guess, expand their light and others start waking up. So I just wanted to share that with everyone. And you guys, I love your conversation today. So thank you.
Beautiful.
Thanks, Robin. We love you. Any closing words, guys? Bertie? I didn't hear what you said.
Wait. Always love. Stay in your heart. That's the best I could do is stay in the heart always.
Yeah. Love. Shane?
What I would say is don't be afraid to go out and experience and connect with other people that are on this journey, because once you start connecting with others on this journey, and don't do it in fear, because if you do it in fear, you're going to create that frequency. But if you do it in fear, just connect with them and you will start connecting the dots.
Oh, thanks guys for flying into the playground today. I'm playing. It's a wrap. Thank you. Love, love, love.